So let's talk about the debates. As if they would ever ask them any questions at CNN or ABC that are existential questions, anything that really matters. As if there would be any debate. What this is going to be is, I think we should call the first debate Grumpy Old Men. And we should call the second one Grumpier Old Men, just like the movie title and the sequel title for that. Biden and Trump agreed to presidential debates in June and September, but with some big changes. There'll be no audience because I guess all the noise would confuse Biden. but it is all just like WWE, right? Let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays because that's the only time that he's not in his hush money trial thing, right? And then Trump responds, you're the worst debater I've ever faced. Just tell me when. I'll be there. I'm going to smack you down, pal. You know, it's going to, it just, and the partisan crowd eats it up. It is just like professional wrestling. And of course, both of these guys ran with their tails between their legs from each and every debate, scared to death. Scared to death. Trump especially. He counter-programmed it. He would not show up to any of these debates. He didn't want to defend his record because he doesn't have any he won't talk about his principles or his policies because he doesn't have any. And anything that he would say that would appeal to his people, a debater, anybody debating him, could easily say, but yeah, you did just the opposite when you're there. And unless you're going to put Alex Jones on in the wings yelling, 40 chess, it just isn't going to work out for him. And of course, Biden doesn't have, can barely think, but of course he doesn't have any policies that he can defend either. Does he want to defend his mandates? Does he want to defend his wars? Does he want to defend his economy? Biden declined to take place in the usual schedule of three general election clashes sponsored by the Commission on Presidential Debates. By the way, as I said before, the Commission on Presidential Debates is not an independent thing. It was created by the RNC and the DNC. It is a uniparty thing. And it was created to make sure there wasn't going to be any Ross Perot, that there wasn't going to be any RFK Jr. debating them. When I saw this myself 35 years ago, you know, we would go through all these hoops to get on the ballot in North Carolina, and they would say, well, you still can't get on, still can't get in the debate. And it would have only been three candidates. There was only three candidates that were qualified on the ballot. Can't be on the debate. No, not going to let you have it. And yet, you know, when you look at these criteria, you know, are you going to be on the ballot in enough places to get the 270 electoral college votes to win? Well, if you're on the ballot, you already have the potential to win. See, I think that these debates ought to be sacrosanct, like the public square. Just like the public square, and we said this many times, the censorship should have already been taken care of by the 1946 Marsh versus Alabama. You had a coal town. They privately owned that town, and they told somebody who was handing out religious tracts, you can't do that. On public property, we own the public square. The person took them to all the way, took it all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said in Marsh versus Alabama that the public square, even if privately owned, cannot be censored. And I think that they've always used this veneer of private ownership to exclude people out of the debates, just like they use this veneer of private companies to exclude people and viewpoints off of social media. We would hear, in North Carolina, it wasn't something that was a commission that was put together by the Democrats and Republicans, but it might as well have been. It was the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters. It was the media itself, radio, TV, and newspapers that supposedly ran the debates. But of course, they were doing it at the behest of the Republicans and Democrats. So you'd run for office, the first thing they would ask you is, what's your budget? You know, you're going to pay to play? Well, if you don't have a budget, I'm not going to talk to you. And they wouldn't let you in because they're going to make a lot of money from the Republicans and Democrats. They want to have these expensive elections where people are spending ever more on these commercials. They don't want to have a situation where you have a debate and people can see without any, you know, without having to pay the money to the media to run commercials. They don't want to see issues addressed. They don't want to see issues truly debated. They don't want to bring up the issues, whatever the issues are. They'll always bring up side issues or old issues that they haven't done anything about for many election cycles, but that they've used as wedge issues for many election cycles. And so they would say, well, sorry, we're not censoring you. This is a debate that's run by a private organization. And you see, it's the same pattern that they've used to censor us on social media. And Biden has not only run from every debate himself, he even got the DNC to shut down primaries. That's one of the reasons why RFK Jr. is running as an independent. But you had other people. You had, I forget what his name was. He's a congressman. He comes from a super wealthy family. And he announced his candidacy to oppose Biden. And so Biden made sure that they would not have anybody but him on the in Florida and in other places, excluded any and all competition from him. Not only would he not debate them, he and his DNC would not even allow them to be on a ballot in a primary against him. This is how afraid these guys are. It's just like Michael Mann and these, the climate change stuff. And it's just like the Fauci and the rest of these lying shills who won't debate anything. They won't let you challenge what they're doing. They won't show you the data. Biden insisted that a television studio with just the candidates and the moderators only. It's too scary otherwise. And that they would have microphones that cut off when the candidate's allotted time is up, rather than with an in-person audience, because it'd be raucous and disruptive partisans and donors. Yeah, he knows that there'd be people who would show up for Trump and not for him. Nobody cares about him. He's not going to have any audience that's going to be there. You better hope these microphones are pretty directional, because I think we'll be able to hear Trump shouting if the past is any indication of the future. I think you'll be able to hear him shouting on Biden's microphone unless it is highly directional. Trump quibbled with Biden's conditions. He said he would strongly recommend more than two debates and, for excitement purposes, a very large venue. Yeah, because we're talking about wrestling here. Let's have a big audience. One reason for circumventing the commission is that even if independent candidate RFK Jr. reaches 15% in the national polls, Biden and Trump can potentially block him from appearing. They're trying to exclude me from the debate because they're afraid I would win. He's absolutely right. Absolutely right. Trump skipped all five of the GOP debates. Biden didn't want to debate anybody. Biden even shut down the primaries. They are afraid of being challenged. They're afraid of having to respond to any real thing. That's why I said, the value of RFK Jr.'s candidacy. I don't support him for presidency, but it would be very valuable to have him in in a debate, because he would do things like this.
If you look at the Pfizer vaccine, there were 22,000 people in the placebo group, 22,000 people who got the actual vaccine. And the people who got the vaccine had a 23% higher death rate from all causes.
Yeah. So wouldn't it be interesting to see that brought up in a debate? I'd like to see him say that to the face of these two murdering, democide-pushing presidents. Say it to their face. I would like to have seen that. But we won't. Meanwhile, it took only a couple of hours for Laura Trump, daughter-in-law of Donald, who is now the co-chair of the Republican Party, to say it is rigged. And she goes on with Sean Hannity, who is very upset that they're not going to have a debate on Fox News, including him. He spent the first 20 minutes of Fox News show railing against the debates while demanding changes. You got to have no notes, no teleprompters, he said. And he said, but as this points out here, Mediaite says Trump had said last month that he would debate Biden anytime, any place, any way you want, Joe. That's it. It's just wrestling stuff. Yeah, these guys who are beating their chest now, they ran away from all the fights with everybody else. Big heroes, aren't they? They're trying to collude, says Hannity. They're trying to go. You want to talk about collusion? Talk about the Republicans and Democrats. Talk about the Presidential Debate Commission. Talk about, yeah, there's collusion going on. Always is. That's why I told all these people. You want to know how they rig the elections? They start with who's on the ballot. Then they start with who gets into the debates. And by that time, it's basically done anyway. They rig it with the media. Yeah, they've been rigging these things with the media. You know, sending all this money in, whether you're talking about vaccines or talking about elections, it's disgusting. So he says, it's bad enough that they agreed to go on two liberal networks, you know, not Fox. That's Sean Hannity complaining about all that stuff. And so RFK Jr. is saying it is collusion, and it is collusion. And, if they're afraid to openly talk about this, it's like they're censoring him. Absolutely. What are they afraid of? They're afraid of, everything. They are so vulnerable to anybody who might call them out on this stuff. Keeping viable candidates off the debate stage undermines democracy, he said. Yeah, it means that our elections are garbage anyway. These candidate debates, as I said, any office, anywhere, ought to be considered to be the public square. And people ought to be allowed, if they're on the ballot, they ought to be allowed in the debate. And we need to make ballot access a lot more accessible. Do people understand what Biden did? Says one person. He said he's ditching the debates held by the Bipartisan Debate Commission and creating his own so that he can remove RFK Jr., who qualifies under the traditional bipartisan rules. Well, does he? Actually, you could make a case that he might actually be able to qualify on this. They have a pretty high bar. You have to have 15% in 4 high-quality national polls, and you have to be on the ballot in enough states to have a shot at the 270 electoral college votes to be able to win. Well, I think he might be able to make both of those. Now, he's been pretty close or above that 15% situation. I think he's been above it at one point in the past. And when it comes to ballot access, he's still working on that, but he's on the ballot now in 14 states. And as best I can see, there was I saw a list of 11 of the states. So there's another 3 states besides that, but with just those 11 states, I totaled up that he's got 174 electoral votes that he could possibly win out of the 200. So out of the, he has to be on enough states to be able to theoretically achieve 270 electoral college votes. He's on enough now to get more than 174. And, but a Biden advisor told Axios, our criteria for a one-to-one debate was made clear publicly. It was made clear to CNN. They understood our position when we accepted the offer. So they don't want there to be any change in any of this. But CNN told Axios, the candidates just need to meet the qualifications laid out in the release. At this time, only Biden and Trump have qualified, but Biden wants it to be only one-on-one. So does Trump. And we know why. It would be interesting to have RFK say something like that. And say it right to their faces.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part. And try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.